Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion through your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, we are coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and get everybody on the line that you know. You know, they can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Such a pleasure to be here with you this morning live. And, you know, yesterday the board went crazy. I don't know what happened. It just couldn't stop me, though. And it's so fitting that we are talking about obtaining the spirit of a true entrepreneur. It couldn't stop me. You know, we said, let's keep going. And then we'll just go ahead and send out the recording. Hopefully you went and you listened to the recording of our first episode of this series, and where we're helping you obtain that spirit of a true entrepreneur. And our foundation scripture is coming out of the book of Proverbs 22, verse 29. And we're going to have another scripture on today. And I just hope that you are really, really open to this with Luke 11 and 9 through 10. I hope that you're really open to say you'll do this. Because if you don't have the spirit of an entrepreneur now, it does not mean that you never can. It just means you need to ask. Each and every day, we should be having a really strong communication with God. That's the first person you should communicate with. I just strongly believe, I don't know, I know for sure that I would be nowhere near where I am, because there were so many times where life was throwing me storm after storm after storm after storm. And then when I began to get really comfortable and confident in having conversations with God, I began to do things like ask Him for things that seemed impossible, things that I had never seen before, experienced before, people around me, and I began to ask Him for these things. And then I began to get up and move every day as if they were already happening or I already had them. My life began to change for the better. And so on today, you know, as we talk about becoming a self-starter, the first character spirit of a true entrepreneur is discipline. You got to go back and listen to that episode. But today we're talking about becoming a self-starter. So if you don't have it, we're going to show you how to get it. Let's go to the Lord on today, and let's strengthen our relationship with Him. We're nothing without God, and all the things that He's added to us means nothing without Him. Father God, we come before You. We honor You on this day. You are just so magnificent. You are just so amazing. We thank You, O dear Lord, for Your grace and Your mercy and this day that You've made. We're so joyous. We're glad that we're here in the land of the living one more time to give You thanks and give You all of the glory. Dear Lord, as we worship You on today, we want to give You the highest praise of hallelujah. There's no living being that deserves this but You. We thank You, O Father God, for the living God, Your Son, Jesus Christ. We also want to thank You for Your Holy Spirit as we allow You to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. Show Yourself mighty and strong like never before. For those who are living, but they are still the walking dead, we ask, oh Father God, that your spirit take full reign in them as they will open up and allow you in. As we're learning about having the spirit of a true entrepreneur, only you can show us what to do with our gifts because you gave them to us. As we go out and do these great exploits in your name, we're thanking you, oh Father God, for all the people that you're sending to us, the north, south, and west, that would even fill the gaps of the gifts that you've not given us. We thank you, oh Father God, that we are aligning with like-minded, like-spirited people so we can go out and build your kingdom here in the marketplace. We honor you and we bless you. And we ask you that you seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I've had almost like a full day, it feels like, this morning. Caden had a lot of homework, even though he had after school. And so we were up pretty late. I was worn out doing his work, but I showed him, what does it take to still finish, even if you don't feel like it? So we were up pretty late, and since he went to bed late, you know, typically he gets some eggs and whatever he says he wanted, but I know he needed some grits. So this morning, Mama had to go cook him some grits, scrambled eggs, biscuits, all out the oven fresh, what have you, and make sure he had a vitamin and all that so that he will not have any excuses to still not give it all that he has. Funny enough, many of us may have some habits that probably were instilled in us for young that, okay, oh, it was okay to not do something or still complete something even if you don't feel like it or even initiate, do without having to be asked. And so even if that wasn't you, if you're not that person that, you know what, you're going to initiate, like I said, okay, I know he's tired, let me give him a really hearty breakfast, or you're that person that in your business, you'll say, I know I need this, but maybe it appears that no one is here to help me, but God is always here. I want scripture to stay very near and dear to your heart. So you can learn how to be a self-starter. This is what we're talking about today. Yesterday was about discipline, right? Today, spirit of a true entrepreneur is a self-starter. So we're here at Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10. Say, so I ask to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone, that includes you, who asks, receives, and who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. The key here is that people are looking for the answers. And I wouldn't ask like I always knew to go to college. I was like anybody else. When problems happen, I would think that maybe worry or lay blame or sitting, doing nothing, saying, I'm just going to stand still and do nothing. And there are some seasons, if God tells you, hey, I got this, just stand still. But there's so many more places where God is saying, you got to do something. He said, you ask. You have to take the initiative. I'm here, but you have to ask. You have to seek, you have to knock, and then it will be open to you. True entrepreneurs are going to take initiative. They're going to initiate. They will start without someone having to ask. And so I encourage you that you right now, as an entrepreneur, maybe you've already taken initiative and you made your own way into your business, and some of you have not even done that. But that doesn't mean you can't rectify and begin to operate as a true entrepreneur. You want to sow so you can reap. You want to drop some seed so that the harvest really belongs to you. You want to do that But you need to start doing that without someone having to ask you. When you start thinking about inventors and innovators, they were initiators. When you start thinking about huge movements that has happened in this world that have made major change, someone was an initiator. And so as you begin to say, you know what? I want to have the mindset. I want to have the spirit of an entrepreneur. And I am going to start initiating activities where I can now start predicting the outcome. The activity already knowing at the end, if I keep going, this is the outcome. You have the system. You have the formulas. All you have to do is plug in a disciplined way, doing it consistently, eliminating the hindrances and distractions, including if it's inside of your own mind, which we'll talk about that, your case will begin to sharpen. And now God can do something with you and for you. If you were one of those kids when you were younger that your mom had to keep or your dad had to keep reminding you to do your homework, did you do your homework? Your teacher, did you do your homework? Did you do this? Did you do that? Those are some habits that you'd like to break right now, because now you're looking for someone, maybe the upline who you said you partnered with. You're looking for them to ask you, did you do this? Did you do that? What about accountability where you come and say, hey, look, this is what I've done. This is what I've done. I'm a little stuck right here. Can you help me here? And I need you guys to know that this is how it works at the higher level entrepreneurship. Why would I share this with you? Because I am part of several masterminds. I've been part of several masterminds. Every one of them requires you to initiate. And then some of them you pay tens of thousands of dollars. And they touch base with you once a month, and they put the call out there. If you don't jump on, no one's running behind you to say, come get your money's worth. And this is at a high level. These are people that typically end up ruling their industries, dominating their industries. They're self-starters, they're initiators. You guys know I come to you to train you how to build business. Big businesses start small, but there are skills that need to be mastered. There are some confrontations that have to happen. I need you guys to know that you can ask God right now to help you take on the spirit of an entrepreneur so you can be a self-starter and begin to take initiative. As you're building your business and you're building your legacies, ensure you're going to make dad and mom proud, grandma and granddad proud, your upline leadership or partner proud. But what about us first? Making God proud. He's the one. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the one that gives you the ability to gain the wealth. What about him? I never heard or seen in the Bible where someone has to ask God, can you send down a savior for your people? It was his idea. Medicine enlightens of his own image. He's given you some ideas to initiate as well. And I want you to become a self-starter. We're talking about the true spirit of an entrepreneur. Let's open up the call and let's have a chat. Hopefully, if you went back, if you listened to yesterday's episode, I want to have a conversation. 478-LAST-4-2157. Good morning. Okay, your background is a little too loud. You can go into a quiet background, please. 513-LAST-4-7778. Good morning. Let's have a conversation this morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Janessa Barad, Phoenix, Arizona.
Good morning. I love to hear those folks. Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking, Nicola. I just wanted to get on the queue because, last week was my first time on the queue, and I was really kind of emotional, but, you know, I was just talking about how tired I was, and I really didn't understand why, because I knew deep down inside I wasn't giving 100%, but ever since then, you know, and the word that you gave me is about, you know, tapping into the supernatural, I've really been, that's really resonated with me, and I've been really been just seeking God in this, and, you know, little by little, he's just showing me that, you know, it's just I need to embrace my process, you know what I mean, and not being at what's going on to the on the left and the right of me and just focus on what he's trying to do in me, because I know I have so much more to give, and, you know, but I know that I cannot achieve it without him, and I want to be careful, and I think that, that's part of the process is that he wants me to realize that, you know, even at the end, like, he's going to get all the glory. There's no room for anything but that. And so I'm grateful for this process. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I know that he's not just shifting things in me. He's shifting some things. You know, there's some things that just need to be carried away in the wind, like the chaff, never to return. And I know, like, you know, those things that I'm experiencing right now that I just, you know, I want it rooted out, you know, even down to the, you know, the just the no's and that feeling that I get when, you know, when I get a no or when I feel rejected, that stabbing feeling, like I want that gone. And so it's part of the process, building that thick skin and just growing and trusting in that. So I'm really grateful for this and just want to thank you for allowing me on the queue today.
Oh, you sound so much more at peace this week. It's a process. You know, one thing I want you guys to know that when you're asking and you're seeking and you're knocking, it's not like the magic genie. It doesn't just automatically happen all the time. Sometimes it may be a quickened turnaround or difference, but sometimes it takes a little process because God got to really, you know, kind of activate and circumcise you from all these other things that have been holding you. It's sometimes layers on top of layers, but I can truly hear, I can hear you're sounding a lot better. I want you to press in a little bit harder. I can tell you something. Just prostrate yourself before God and just go in hard with him. I see people so suffocated, like they're not like they're thinking they're embarrassed to just give it all to God. Who cares about other people? They can't do nothing for you. I would go and just be courageous enough to give it all to him. You sound so much better, but I want you to keep doing it every day. As soon as when the kids, if you have some moments to yourself when they're asleep, you got to go ahead and clock in with God. Clock in with him. Watch what's going to happen. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear what God is going to be doing for the young lady. I cannot wait. 716 last 48662. We're talking about the spirit of a true entrepreneur. How are you?
I am blessed this morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning. How are you, Queen? Let's go. What's up?
Yes, I thank God for neural sculpting. And I thank God because my mindset and a lot of things that you have been saying, I have been writing down and asking God to show me, you know, what the things were that was hindering me from moving forward, or, you know, when that voice come up in my head and tell me I can't do something, or Savita, you're stupid, or Savita, you're slow, and this and that and the other, where was this coming from? And as I began to write, those began to show me that, you know, it did. It stemmed from my childhood, and because of the fact that that caregiver was the main one that was constantly always in my ear. And so as a child failing, I always had, you know, this thing in regards to failing. And then, you know, also, like, I really didn't like to read. I knew how to read. I was smart. But because of the fact that all these things that were in front of me, it was blocking me. And so as when I'm like in the house and during the daytime, and I'm doing certain things, and when I get to this little plateau and it's like I hit this wall and it's like, okay, I'm right here and I'm stuck. And so the other day I said, no, I had to take that thought, and I was like, Lord, this is my problem right here. You know, this is what was said, and now I need you to take this out of me, because I know this is not me. I said, I'm smart, I'm intelligent. You the one who created me. And, you know, it's just so much, and I'm just so thankful, because as I've been allowing him to pull back all these things and just replace, you know, me saying I'm more than a conqueror, I can do all things through Christ, I have the mind of Christ, you know, and God, his thoughts are good and pure toward me and not of evil. And so I constantly been working on, you know, my mindset. And when I hear things that come to me and tell me that I can't, I'm like, yes, I can. And so I push myself even more. And I've been seeing, you know, the results because of it, you know, even just with getting clients. And I'm like, Lord, well, thank you, because he's showing me, you know, who I am and who he made me to be, and not who, you know, everyone else kept telling me that I was. And I'm like, so on a day-to-day basis, when I get up, I'm like, I'm grateful. I have so much gratitude at where I'm working at with him and the Holy Spirit of showing me, you know, I can do these things, and I can't keep listening to the thoughts and the words that come to my mind. And when I do, how long am I going to sit there and entertain those thoughts? And I, as of lately, I have not been entertaining them long. And it's like, nope, you got to go, because I know what God said about me, and that's who I'm going to be. And I just thank God. I just truly thank God for, you know, his spirit and for you, and just for, you know, the connection of the people that he's connecting me with to get me to that next level. And I'm just grateful.
Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you something. You guys know I told you that one of the great skills in our industry that you'll have is listening. I don't listen to words. I listen even to the flow. I listen even to when persons start hesitating. That means you start thinking. You're not really speaking from the heart. And you have come a long way. In the very beginning, when you would be speaking, you were trying to still impress. Now you're moving into impact. I am so proud of you. You need to continue to work on that forgiveness. I hear it. I heard you were so fluid in the beginning. You were just coming right from the heart. Then when you start talking about the caregiver, you started stagnating, started hesitating.
Yep.
I heard it. I know people are like, oh, my gosh, Nicola. Absolutely, I heard it, because I don't listen to only the words. I listen to the spirit of which the words are coming from. That's where you need to continue to work in. And you need to understand, you listen. This is the reason why I say have the communication with God, because I want to listen to what God says about me. I don't give a dang on what some folks say about me, because they already jacked up themselves. So, of course, they can make a mistake as to what they're thinking about me, because they didn't create me. And it does not matter who it is. When you begin to get to that place, you'll also become more accepting or more forgiving of other people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to point the finger. We don't have to point the finger. Once we grow, we can start accepting full responsibility, even for our thoughts, even for our reactions, even for the perspective of things that have happened to us. You got to go back, and if you read, like you said, if you go and read about some really, really successful people. If you think about Oprah, all of the hurt, the abuse, the things that she went through, and look at what it turned out to be. Don't you think that for one moment her survivorship of that abuse did not allow her to move through the abuse of going to the top to becoming a billionaire? Trust me, you will have to know how to deal with abuse. That means misuse, someone not knowing who you are or why you're there in their life. But don't let that determine who you are or how far you can go. Some people think that they're misfortunate because somebody mistreated them. I don't know anybody successful who has not been mistreated, including our Savior. My God. 478, last 42157. Good morning. Good morning. All right. As I was looking at that time, This is what I want. I don't know, I couldn't hear a person there. This is what I want you to do today is some homework. Because a lot of times I said, you know, I'll give you some time to go back, and last week it was, hey, write down 10 times that you try to start something and someone tried to stop you. Well, today I want you to write down 10 things that you know you should have done, but you did not do it. You didn't initiate. You didn't start. You didn't do it. And I need you to write next to it, think of what gave you the right not to do it. You see, for me, because I feel like I owe God my life. If I were to share some things with you guys, I'm literally, I know, I owe God my entire life. Times and situations where I've seen where the devil wanted to take me out. I wouldn't be here sure and as confident if it wasn't for the misuses of people in my life. And I say, I know that it was so many people who didn't want me to win, so it had to be someone who was more powerful, bigger, greater, who didn't want me to win, and he won. So often I could say that I have no doubt in my mind that it's God who placed me here, because it was too many people who wouldn't want me here. He deserves all the honor and the praise every day, but I don't get the right to just do whatever I want to do with my life because it's not my own. Become a self-starter. Have a spirit of a true entrepreneur. Discipline self-starter. Initiate what you know you need to do and stop procrastinating. We listen to all these things in the world that they'll say, oh, it's fear, it's this, it's that. You're owning it. You're deciding to accept that instead of deciding to accept faith, walking in faith. You are deciding that. No one is deciding that for you. You are deciding to choose fear over faith. Own that, and then you can now operate in the power of faith and start initiating. Become a self-starter and get the spirit of a true entrepreneur. If you don't have it, go ask for it. That's what you're supposed to do today. Go ask for it. God bless you. Love you guys.